This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. It's happening. A sitting United States senator faces a military court-martial for what some are calling the most blatant act of sedition in modern American history. The Pentagon just launched an official investigation. President Trump is calling it treason punishable by death. And the Democrat at the center of this firestorm, well, he just doubled down. What he did and the consequences threatening to follow may end up changing everything in D.C. in ways we never even imagined. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe. And also, you don't have to wait for Black Friday to enjoy our biggest deals of the year. In fact, Black Friday is live right now at our brand new Turley Talk store. New Patriot Wear, exclusive bundles, signed books, all available at Black Friday prices right now. So don't wait. Once they're gone, they're gone. So click that link below and get some Patriot gear for yourself and for your loved ones at the best prices of the year. They're being called the Seditious Six. Last week, six Senate and congressional Democrats with military and intelligence backgrounds appeared in a video that openly encouraged members of the military and intelligence community to defy President Trump and disobey what they called illegal orders. The six Democrats all said the same thing. The commander-in-chief is out of control. And you, the members of the military and our intelligence agencies, you not only can refuse illegal orders, it is your duty. You must. It is your obligation to disobey illegal orders. It was a shocking video. And it's been widely denounced, most vociferously, of course, by President Trump, who openly called for each one of these Democrats to face military tribunals for their blatantly traitorous and seditious acts. And it now appears as if those calls are indeed being taken very seriously. Yesterday, the Department of War dropped a bombshell. They released an official statement announcing that they've received serious allegations of misconduct against Captain Mark Kelly and are launching a thorough review. The investigation is moving in the direction of recalling Senator Kelly to active duty in order to put him before a military tribunal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This guy, Senator Kelly of Arizona, appears to be so clueless that he didn't realize that he could be recalled in active duty precisely in order to face court-martial proceedings. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth didn't hold back. He tweeted out, quote, "The video made by the Seditious Six was despicable, reckless, and false. Encouraging our warriors to ignore the orders of their commanders undermines every aspect of good order and discipline. Their foolish screed sows doubt and confusion, which only puts our warriors in danger. While five of the six individuals in that video do not fall under the UCMJ, that's the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is the body of law that governs the military justice system, while five of the six fall outside of the UCMJ, Mark Kelly, retired naval commander, is still subject to UCMJ, and he knows that. As was announced, the department is reviewing his statements and actions, which were addressed directly to all troops, while explicitly using his rank and service affiliation, lending the appearance of authority to his words. Kelly's conduct brings discredit upon the armed forces and will be addressed appropriately." And Secretary Hegseth even went so far as to absolutely torch Kelly's sloppy uniform protocol, quote, "So Captain Kelly," in quotes, by the way, "Captain Kelly Not only did your sedition video intentionally undercut good order and discipline, but you can't even display your uniform correctly. Your medals are out of order and rows reverse. When, if you are recalled to active duty, it'll start with a uniform inspection. Dang, man. I mean, so the Secretary of War is calling the video a sedition video, and he sounds serious. They do look as if they're about to show all of D.C. the true definition of F-A-F-O, F around and find out. Now, for his part, Kelly's just doubling down on stupid. And why shouldn't he, by the way, right? If Republicans have proven anything, it's that Democrats can literally get away with everything. It literally doesn't matter what Rubicon they cross. Democrats can get away with it. And that's because, as I've often said, the Democrats own D.C., whereas the Republicans merely rent. Democrats own D.C. They've built D.C. over the last 90 years. They built the administrative state. They built the deep state. They built what's basically the donor state. They built the media state, the legacy media that always covers the Democrats as the protagonists and the Republicans as antagonists. So Kelly is doubling down on stupid, right? Because he thus far, if passed as president, he'll get away with it. So his reaction to the investigation is defiance. He posted on social media that he first learned about the investigation from Pete Hegseth's announcement and then fired back, quote, "If this is meant to intimidate me and other members of Congress from doing our jobs and holding this administration accountable, it won't work. I've given too much to this country to be silenced by bullies who care more about their own power than protecting the Constitution." Yeah, nice try. I mean, you'll notice the Achilles heel of this whole video controversy. It once again reared its very noticeable head. What precisely is the illegal order they were all talking about? Mr. Kelly, what precisely is the threat to our Constitution? You'll note at no point has any one of these seditious six ever, in any way, shape, or form, delineated a specific law that President Trump's orders have broken. Not one. And so even in doubling down on stupid, Kelly continues to demonstrate how this was really nothing more than a pathetic stunt pulled to try to politicize the military and deliberately disrupt the chain of command. In other words, it was a seditious act. And more people are rising up and calling Kelly out on this. Wait until you see the latest. But first, while everyone's chasing deals this Black Friday, the real win this season is keeping yourself healthy, energized, and grounded. The holidays can take a toll, right? Stress, sleep, inflammation, all of it. So today, I want to set you up with simple ways to stay sharp, stay strong, and actually enjoy the season rather than just survive it. Kimchi One is packed with over 900 probiotic strains unique to kimchi and proven to help you detox from the inside out. It doesn't just support digestion. It actually protects your cells, your brain, and your hormones. But then there's also Revive Collagen. That includes 5 types of collagen, hyaluronic acid, biotin, and vitamin C, working together to strengthen bones and joints, rejuvenate your skin, and help grow back thicker, healthier hair. This one's one of my favorites here. Vitality from Brightcore delivers 7 clinically proven patented ingredients that work together to naturally lower blood pressure, balance cholesterol and blood sugar, improve circulation, and strengthen overall cardiovascular health, and Fortify, which contains all 9 essential amino acids to protect against cellular damage, helps retain muscle mass, boosts hormone production, and supports brain chemistry. Now, I take all 4 of these every single day, and I absolutely love them, and I know you will too. Our health is the best present we can give to ourselves and to our loved ones. So today, you can make that possible with shopping Brightcore Nutrition's Bright Friday sale. That's right, that's their Bright Friday sale, but this special is only available when you call. So call my good friends. They're all MAHA people. Make America healthy again, right? You're going to love them. Patriots galore. Call my good friends at Brightcore, and they're going to match bottles purchase so you can buy 2 bottles and you'll get 2 free. You can buy 3 bottles, you'll get 3 free, all the way up to buy 12, get 12 free. It's Christmas early, but this deal's only available through Bright Friday. Give them a call right now at 888-597-0233. That's 888-597-0233.
I think Mark Kelly should specify what he believes these illegal orders to be, give cases of them, describe them both as they compare to historical illegal orders. In other words, have there been past times in America where this has happened? Or is he talking about Nazi Germany? He better clarify himself. Because if he doesn't clarify himself, and I'm going to just go out on a limb, he belongs in the brig. He belongs in the brig.
Well, the Department
this is
of
not,
War.
This is not funny. This is, as I went before, this is Civil War talk. This is Civil War adjacent talk. They are fomenting something, and they're doing it with people and who are 19, 20, who don't understand, but have been thoroughly drilled that they don't have. Listen, he wasn't the first to tell them that they don't need to follow legal orders. They're told that when they enter the military. They're told that all the time. And the officers certainly are told it. They all know it. His game is cute, but I think he hasn't been called out strongly enough, to be honest.
That's the great Walter Kern on with Matt Taibbi, calling this out for what it really is. You often see Kern on Gutfeld. He's calling this out for what it is. What Mark Kelly and the Sedition Six as a whole are calling for is open civil war. In his words, it's civil war adjacent. This is why he thinks Kelly should be in prison for this. This is really serious stuff. I mean, we're talking more than just fomenting military mutiny. That's bad enough. We're talking rhetoric fomenting literal civil war. And Kern isn't alone in that assessment. Victor Davis Hanson as well. He's recognizing what he's calling the Jefferson Davis secessionist sentiment in the Seditious Six video. Hanson draws a direct line between what Kelly and the Seditious Six are doing and the Confederate secessionists of 1861. And the comparison that he draws on is the Jefferson Davis ordering of the attack on Fort Sumter, which was the spark that ignited the Civil War. And Hanson doesn't mince words. He called this video, quote, the most recent and dangerous example of insurrectionary nullification in their appealing to 1.3 million active duty soldiers to disobey their superior officers' orders if they personally determine those orders are illegal. And again, Hanson pointed out that not one of these congressmen provided a single instance of any Trump order or Pentagon directive that would justify their call for mass military disobedience. And so Hanson sees this video within a broader pattern of what he calls the new Confederacy among, ironically, the same party as the original Confederacy, right? So we're talking sanctuary cities defying federal law. We're talking mayors threatening to arrest federal agents. We're talking governors vowing to use state resources against ICE. Retired generals like Mark Milley allegedly promising to tip off communist China before any presidential action. Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff to Trump, he is also calling the video a blatant act of insurrection and suggested that lawmakers had violated multiple federal statutes, most particularly U.S. Code 18, Section 2387. You might want to look that one up. It deals with illegality of openly encouraging our servicemen and women to defy orders. Obviously, the Trump administration is not treating this like mere political theater anymore. When retired military officers actively encourage troops to question the chain of command, when sitting senators use their former ranks to sow distrust in civilian leadership, the armed forces, I mean, we've entered some seriously dangerous territory. The foundation of American democracy rests on civilian control of the military. That principle only works if military members follow lawful orders without politicians whispering in their ears to do otherwise. That's why Kern's and Victor Davis Hanson's framing cuts so deep here. This isn't a protest. This is not dissent. This is something that walks right up to the edge of undermining the constitutional order itself, civil war adjacent. And the Pentagon, for once, appears ready to treat it that way. Hey, before you go, gang, do not miss out. Every Friday, my weekly wrap-up gives you everything you missed during the week. Live streams, top videos, podcasts, events, and the week's biggest Patriot wins. Sign up free at turley.pub/recap and start ending your week with faith, family, and freedom.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.